Now it's time for the superintendent's thoughts for the evening. Superintendent Carranza.
Thank you, Vice President Norton, and I want to congratulate you on the rolling of the R's. Better and better every meeting. So good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all of our families and parents. I'd like to share a few thoughts with you this evening, and I have a few thoughts. So sit in, buckle up. Here we go. So opening of schools. I want to heartily congratulate all of our faculty, staff, administrators, parents at all of our schools for a very smooth opening of schools. I think I heard several parents refer to it as silky smooth, and I would have to agree. Throughout the first week of school, I visited many of our schools, and I was pleased and proud of what I saw. Schools were welcoming, students were eager and ready to learn with their new backpacks and pencils, and teachers were energized and ready to go. Of course, I did see one or two anxious parents worried about how their children were going to make the transition to a new school. I didn't see many kindergartners crying, but I sure saw kindergarten parents shed a tear or two. And as a parent of a student entering middle school, I can also relate. On the first day, I rushed home from work that evening to hear what my daughter had to say about her first day at middle school, and was relieved when she happily relayed the events of the day and told me how much she liked middle school. So congratulations to all my fellow parents as well. While everyone across the district pitched in to make sure it was a smooth start, I want to especially thank a few departments. First of all, our curriculum and instruction department under the leadership of Dr. Luis Valentino for ensuring that we had textbooks ordered and delivered for the start of the school year. I also want to thank Daisy Santos in the department for her work to ensuring that happened. With an adoption done in the late spring, it was a lot of weekend and late nights to ensure that we got everything ordered and delivered, and it was mission accomplished. I also want to congratulate our facilities department. These are our unsung heroes many times in our district, but they ensured that our schools were clean and ready for the first day, and every school that I visited looked absolutely spotless. And I also would like to thank our human resources department. This is an incredible feat, the statistic I'm about to share with you. For a large urban school district, we had a 99% teacher fill rate on the very first day of school. So ladies and gentlemen, that means that we had the 8,000 employees we have in SFUSD, we were only short three teachers. And we had substitutes in place. So, and those were last-minute vacancies. So hearty congratulations to our Human Resources Department. Believe it or not, this is exceptional for school districts, given that inevitably there are teachers that will give notice they're moving on in less than a week before school opens. And last but not least, I also want to thank the voters of San Francisco for investing in our schools through the Prop A facilities bonds. This summer, and I'm about to share some pretty significant statistics with you. This summer, we had over $62 million worth of improvements made at 18 bond sites, and another $10 million of various other improvements at another 36 school sites. For our students, this means that schools are more accessible. They are more apt to be used to support technology. They're healthy, they're safe, and they're inviting with outdoor spaces and gardens that support and inspire learning. So thank you to the voters of San Francisco for investing in our schools. Now, some business. Tdap, whooping cough, pertussis booster immunization. I want to provide a quick update on the Tdap immunization. 2 years ago, the state legislature passed a bill requiring all incoming 7th through 12th grade students must show proof that they've received all of the whooping cough booster shots that we call the Tdap shot. For all incoming 7th graders, we must receive proof of this vaccination before September 4th, or by law, these students cannot attend school. So again, this is by September 4th. You must show proof that you've been vaccinated, or by law, we can't allow you to be in a classroom. San Francisco Unified School District staff, which include our school nurses, our counselors, our learning support professionals, wellness staff, and school administrators, they're all working closely with the San Francisco Department of Public Health to inform and provide students and families with vaccination options. This is a good time for you to take out a piece of paper and pencil if you're at home. I'm about to give you some information you may want to jot down if you haven't yet received your Tdap vaccination. There are flyers outside on the table in three languages, and the same information is found on our website. But for our viewing and listening audiences, I'm going to read out where you can go for Tdap booster vaccinations. First of all, you can go to your own doctor's office or clinic. You can also visit the Adult Immunization Travel Clinic at 101 Grove Street, room 102. You may also visit the Maxine Hall Health Center, 1301 Pierce Street, or the Cole Street Youth Clinic. In addition, our school health center will be holding free vaccination clinics at 1515 Quintara Street, which is at 24th Avenue. For those of you that are familiar with our city, it's across the street from Lincoln High School. The free health clinics, the free vaccinations will be held on the following dates and times. Tuesday, September 4th from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, September 6th from 2 to 6 p.m. And Tuesday, September 11th from 8 to 11 a.m. Three free health clinics. Students must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. And parents and guardians, you should bring your child's immunization record. Again, this is available. This information is available on our website, and there are flyers for those of you in attendance here this evening. Please get your proof of immunization to your middle school. We don't want a single seventh grader to lose precious instructional time this year because we don't have a vaccination. And then last but not least, this Friday, we are going to hold a press conference at 11 a.m., at which time we're going to release our CST, our state test scores for the 2011-2012 school year. Now, I want to end the report this evening with just a little teaser. We received our CST data, and it's embargoed by the state, so I can't really talk about it until Friday. But I will give you the teaser, and the teaser is that as you know, these CSTs are annual state tests that we are required to administer to all students in the spring. And I can tell you that, well, I can't share details about the data. I'll just say that after Dr. Ritu Khanna shared the preliminary results with us and with me, I think I and all of my staff went to bed for the next 3 days with a huge grin. And I think that you will see on Friday that the district is continuing to accelerate student learning and continuing to work to close the achievement gap, which is really the focus of our strategic plan, while accelerating student learning as well. So a nice little teaser for you. You can read all about it and see it on the news on Friday. But we're very proud of all of our parents, all of our students, all of our teachers and administrators for the hard work that they have put in spite of very austere budget environments, to continue to support student growth in our district. So with that, I want to say thank you for being here this evening.